Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to edition number 2 of Covering My Tracks, kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into the process of creating the music that ends up, hopefully, becoming a CD. The holiday season's here. Hanukkah has begun, I believe, and Christmas is just around the corner. So with that in mind, I thought we'd pay a little visit back to a recording of mine that was released in 2005. By a band of mine called The Cartel, and the album itself was called The Cartel, Songs and Tunes of Adventure and Loss. And this being kind of a holiday edition of Covering My Tracks, I'd like to take a look at track number 8, a song, actually, called Christmas in the Trenches. Words and music for this particular song were created by Mr. John McCutcheon, a very, very well-known singer and songwriter. Christmas is just around the corner, and I'm not one of those people that gets terribly depressed at Christmas time, but I do think back a little bit to my father's life and experiences at this time of year. Back in the 1940s, he was a combat veteran, a member of the 101st Airborne Division, and during Christmas season in December, he and his unit were on what was called R&R, Rest and Recuperation, in the Ardennes Forest in Belgium, when they were suddenly and ferociously attacked by the Germans, the Nazi army. This battle ended up becoming one of the most famous battles of World War II, became known as the Battle of the Bulge, and my father and his comrades ended up in a small village called Bastogne, where they were completely actually surrounded by the Germans at one point. Probably the most famous one-word response of the Second World War came out of this particular engagement when the German commander contacted the American commander, whose name was Tony McAuliffe, and in a very formal, nice letter, was said, "You men have fought bravely and valiantly, but you are completely surrounded, you have no hope, and you should now surrender with honor." To which Mr. McAuliffe replied to the German commander, "Nuts," from the American commander. I actually was just in Bastogne about a month ago, visiting that small village, and so it was really something just to walk around there and think a little bit about what happened in such a tranquil, beautiful little village so long ago. But this particular song, Christmas in the Trenches, is about actually a true story that came from the First World War, when during the Christmas season, from the German trenches, some Christmas songs were heard being sung by people in the American and English trenches, who then began singing the same songs back in English. From there, a soccer game was held, some drinks were had, some comradeship was had in a very unusual situation, to be sure. But sure enough, the next day, the war began again. Featured on this track are two very, very good friends of mine. We have Mr. Mark Bernier, who is the vocalist on this particular track, and also Mr. Mark Paloka, a great friend of mine from Florida. Wolfie is playing an instrument called the prim. He grew up playing Slovakian music, actually, and this is kind of a mandolin that they use called a prim. And the prim is very cool in that it's kind of set up to do a lot of tremolo, as you'll hear in Wolfie's playing. Instead of the traditional mandolin we're used to, this one actually has, I think, 5 single strings, and only the highest string is doubled. This recording also marked my debut on stringed instruments. On this particular track, I'm playing a 10-string cittern, as well as the usual flute. Mark, for me, did a great, great job on this track. Mark's particular singing style, you won't confuse him with Robbie O'Connell or Michael O'Donnell or any of the silk-voiced members of the singing crowd. Mark is a very earthy, true-to-form sounding fellow. If you meet Mark sometime, he's a stout man with a firm handshake, and that is well reflected in his voice. Kind of an everyman quality that I, for one, rather enjoy. Wolfie does some beautiful background playing on the Prime, as I had mentioned, and I kind of bang my three or three and a half chords away on the cittern in the background. One interesting thing that happened when we recorded this track is, now Mark may substitute words from time to time in the middle of a song, but I have never seen him get choked up with emotion in the middle of singing a song. And lo and behold, that actually happened in the studio during the singing of this. You'll hear at one point in the song just a little couple bar break, a little reference to Silent Night that goes on. Mark was singing and got stuck on the words a little bit in this one, at this one point, and looked at me, and I just kept playing the chords for a couple of measures while he recovered, and then, true man he is, launched right back in flawlessly, in meter, in time. It was well done, and then afterwards that gave a nice little opening for a little bit of a flute solo in there, and we have a slight reference to Silent Night at that point. But if I didn't tell you about it, you never would have known about it. And you know what? That's the fun of this program, is getting to tell you some of the things that happened from the studio. So with no further ado, from The Cartel, Songs and Tunes of Adventure and Loss, featuring Mark Bernier on vocals, Mark Paloka on prime, and yours truly on the 10-string cittern and flute, Christmas in the Trenches. Words and Music by Mr. John McCutcheon. Schöne Weihnacht.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. The army was waiting for me one day after school. From Liverpool to Flanders, from Germany to here, we fought for king and country, Isle of Deer. It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France, where still no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England, they were toasting us that day, those brave and loyal lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on a cold and frozen ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, "Now listen up, me boys," each soldier lent an ear, as one lone German voice rang out so clear. "He's singing bloody well, you know," my messmate said to me, and one by one each German voice joined in harmony. Our cannons rested silent and the dust clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. And when his song was over and a reverent pause was spent, "God rest ye merry gentlemen," struck up some lads from Kent. And the next day sang "We're stealing not, it's Silent Night," says I, as in two tongues one song filled up the sky. "There's someone coming towards us," our frontline sentry cried. Sights were fixed on one lone figure coming from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas tree, shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. So one by one from either side, we walked to no man's land, with neither guns nor bayonets. We a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Old Saunders had a squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight came upon us and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. And the question haunting every man that lived that wondrous night is, whose family have I fixed within my sight? It was Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Those frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. And the walls they'd built between us to exact the work of war were crumbled and gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I learn my lessons well. That the ones who give the orders won't be amongst the dead and lame. And on each end of a rifle we're the same.